Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Milwaukee and coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. For call or text, no subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, today there's going to be the third session aired of the January 6th Commission. Evidence and live testimony and deposition testimony and videos and discussion by the panel. It's going to be a very important one. This is the one that's going to concentrate on the pressure put on Mike Pence, the vice president, to betray the Constitution, say that he does not accept the electoral votes as determined by 50 governors and 50 secretaries of state, the majority of them Republicans, so that Trump could then declare martial law and stay in power. But in advance of this commission hearing today, the commission released some early information, some early videos, and I want to comment on some of it. In particular, the various microphones had picked up what the Oath Keepers, remember the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, are two right-wing insurgent groups dedicated to overthrowing any government that isn't headed by Donald Trump. But here are some of the comments and the statements that some of the Oath Keepers made. And you'll see that video again today, and you saw it probably on the news last night. Now, we all know that they went through shouting, "Hang Mike Pence," and "Oh, Nancy, you know, where's Nancy Pelosi?" But one of them, one of the Oath Keeper leaders, is on a microphone, on tape and film, saying to Nancy Pelosi, "Pelosi, quote, we're coming to take you out and pull you out by your hairs. When I get done with you, you're going to need a shine on top of that bald head," end quote. Now, that's just perverted to say that about an 82-year-old woman. You're going to rip her hair out. You know, and the Republican National Committee put out a statement, remember, earlier that said that the January 6th insurrection was, quote, legitimate political discourse. It's not political discourse, legitimate or otherwise, certainly not legitimate political discourse, to threaten an 82-year-old woman, member of Congress, that you're going to pull out the hair on her head and so that she needs a shine on top of her bald head, end quote. The man who said this was part of a tour given by Georgia Republican Representative Barry Loudermilk the previous day, January 5th. Loudermilk originally lied, and he said that, well, he gave a tour to some parents with small kids who wanted to see the trains. The trains are simply a connector between the Capitol, the Senate, and other areas of government. They go through these tunnels so that they don't have to go outside. That, of course, was false. He apparently had taken some family to lunch in the congressional dining room, but there is video of his taking a dozen or more people through the tunnels at a time when the Capitol was closed to tours, and these people are taking pictures of the tunnels, taking pictures of the stairways, taking pictures of all of it. And one of them that was taking pictures is the one who said to Nancy Pelosi, this is during the insurrection the next day, quote, we're coming to take you out and pull you out by your hairs. When I get done with you, you're going to need a shine on top of that bald head. That's sort of perverted. I mean, not only is it disgusting and threatening, but it's a perv move. Three of the Oath Keepers, were interested in the tunnels. And one of them shouts, quote, "When all members are in the tunnels under the Capitol, send them in, turn on the gas." Quote, "All members are in the tunnel under the Capitol, send them in, turn on the gas." Kill them, gas them. Kill members of Congress. Kill members of Congress. Others shouted, quote, "Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, there's no escape. We're coming for you. We're coming for you." Now, when people are threatening murder, hang Mike Pence, or "we're coming for you," or physical mayhem, that's a term of art in law, M-A-Y-H-E-M. It means attacking somebody and removing a body part. The most famous case was a case that Abraham Lincoln was involved, believe it or not, in defending, I think, back in the 1850s when he was in private practice. Man was accused of mayhem for biting off another man's nose during a fight. That's mayhem. Well, ripping off the hair of Nancy Pelosi is mayhem. Hanging Mike Pence is murder. Saying to Schumer, Nadler, and Pelosi, "We're coming for you," is a threat of murder. This crowd had a cardboard sign some of them held up that said, "Pelosi is Satan." Now, let's step back a little bit. A house divided itself against itself cannot stand. Abraham Lincoln said that. My interest, my wish as an American and as a patriot and as a veteran is that we come together. When we're divided, it's easier for Russia and China and Iran and our enemies around the world. And I know you like to think we don't have enemies, and no people are our enemies. No people are our enemies. But the governments of China, Russia, and Iran are certainly enemies of the United States. Do not say that pejoratively, but they are intent on violence against us and our allies. And as long as we're as divided as this, they are going to have an easier job getting away with their shenanigans. Now, how people, I don't care who you voted for in the election, what you believe on any issue, how somebody could say that all members are in the tunnel under the Capitol, send them in, turn on the gas, murder the Congress, hang Mike Pence, put a gallows up. That gallows was not constructed in 10 minutes. That gallows had been brought there. That was planned. Or saying Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, "We're coming for you." How they get to that point, how do you negotiate with them? How do you unify the country when there are people who are saying and doing things like that? Now, one way to do it is to work with responsible Republicans, patriots. Liz Cheney is one of them. Adam Kinzinger is one of them. Mitt Romney. I don't think he's been as brave as Liz Cheney, but he's somebody I think that you can talk to. There may be others. But when you have a Republican Party that puts out a statement saying what I just described about the insurrection is, quote, legitimate political discourse, and that's put out by the chairman of the party, Ronald McDonald, chairman of the party, how do you work with a party like that? You hope that at some point the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzingers take control of the party, and people of their stature and people who believe what they believe. It is very possible, it's essential in my view, to have a conservative party that's honest and patriotic and stands for the United States first. But when you have a party that seems to be defined more by Tucker Carlson, certainly by Donald Trump, if you look at these last primary elections the other day, until that party gets rid of that kind of treason, quite frankly, that kind of instinct to violence, I don't see how it's possible to negotiate with them. What you do your best, like Joe Biden is doing and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and work with the best in that party. And there are people, for instance, in the Lincoln Project who are conservative Republicans. I respect them, but they stand up against Trump. I'm going to repeat this again. I've said it before. Trump was the one who introduced the concept of violence, violence into politics for the first time since 1860. Yes, you had Newt Gingrich and other people who introduced dirty tricks, negativity, most intense and disgusting targeting on personal issues and characteristics. But Trump was the one who kicked it off when he said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Nancy Pelosi and her bodyguards should be disarmed. And protesters should be beaten up at his rallies, and he'll pay the legal fees of the people who beat them up. That had to be rejected immediately. It was not rejected immediately, and it is now degenerating into what I've just described. We're going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.